You're top of Mem Dalad. Someone wants to do me Chumre Beishamay Mechumre Beisil. Someone just wants to take the Chumris of Beisil and Beishamay. And Rashi explains, one Ervin explains this, that betray Chumre Disasan Hadodi. You're taking on two Chumres, it doesn't make sense. It's a steer of the two. If you hold like one, then the other one can't be. Rashi says, Kagayin Hanach the Shedra. Chesli have the whole spine. So it's a Machlekis over there. When is it called the Trefa? And when is a call like Silat Tumas Hamais? So the Mamish Toli Zeb is there. If you have the whole spine of a mace, that has Tumas Hamais. If you're missing one or two vertebrae, it has no Tumas Hamais. And the same story is by Trefa. So you can't take on both Chumas if it's opposite of Testirus. If someone takes on two Chumas that are Testirus, so Mer says, Oliver Kosovem, him the Pasuk says, Haksil b'cheshach helach, like a fool goes at night time. So if you can't take both chumras that are stira, if you hold this way, that if you hold if the shegra is missing one vertebrae, it doesn't have tumas hamais, see if so, it has to be a trefa also. So you can't go both chumras that are stira, it's called a ksil. Ela, what do you have to do? Ike beishamay kukulayim kumurayim, you have to accept one stock like beishamay and go both ways, but it's a kula l'chumra, or else oike beishilol, or else take on according to Beisilul, his coolness, his lenient, and his chumris. But you can't do both. That's what the Braisa says. Something more Stam says. First of all, Vagufa Kashi, the Stephen is less Braisa. Or Martha, first you start off saying, Liyola Malachukidibra Beisilul, we always pass him like Beisilul. For other Tony, then you learned and said, no, for Haroit Salasas Gedibra Beisham Yasa. If you want to do like Beisham, you can do like Beisham. You said Aloch is like Beisilul, how could you do like Beshamai? So that's like Kasha, that's not a Kasha. I tell you, Kan Koidim Baskel, Kan Liachim Baskel. Before the Baskel came out to tell us that we Paskin like Beisilul, so we didn't know who to Paskin like. So at that time, if you wanted to do like Beshamai, very good. But after the Baskel, Rashi says, that the Mor says in Parakam of the Ervin, that Yotzah Baskel, Yom Malachim Beisilul, the Baskel came out in the Shemayim, and it said we Paskin like Beisilul. So after the Baskel, then Avad, we have to Paskin only like Beisil and not like Beishamai. The boy said to the terrace, I'll answer you, Afli Yachar Baskel, maybe this Braisa that says you could do like Beishamai is even after the Baskel. And I tell you, Rabbi Yeshua, this Braisa holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein Mashkichin the Baskel. You don't have to listen to a Baskel. We always said, Leib HaShemayim Hi, the Torah is not in Shemayim, the Torah is given B'day Yodim, and that's not the right to Paskin. So therefore, you don't have to listen to a Baskel. So as the Braisa says, according to the Baskel, Allah is Kedivrei Beis Hillel. But if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't have to listen to the Baskel, then if you want, you can do it B'Shamai. But Mikom Mokom Kasha, Bakopon is still to Kasha and Rava, that how could Rava before Paskin? That somebody started the Shechita in the Tur V'Saveshet, and went down and finished the Shechita in the right place. That as a Trefa, how could it be a Trefa? That the two chumras told are stira. It's Seisel Adodi. And that the Pesach says, he called a ksil, a fool. He can't pass them both ways, the chumra. Again, because Rav before said that on top it's a kosher shchita. So you have to say, going according to Shmuel, that says Truva Savesh is not a mokum shchita. But according to Shmuel, it's only a treifa if you cut through right of it. If you just make a mashu, it's not a treifa. So how could Rav pass them if he start making the shchita in the Truva Savesh? Just to drop the, you make a small nekiv, that's called a trefa. It can't be, because if you hold like Rav that the trefa is a mashu, Rav says it is a kosher shchita there. So it's a spirit, the pasuk should be possible. So it's a kosher. So my answer is, Omer Rav Tovus, Kula Karav Avdotei. You know, the pshat from Rav's pasuk before was that Rav paskin like Rav completely. So what's the pshat? I, Rav, we learned before Rav learns that the Turvas Haveshet, that's the top part of the food pipe that's still attached like to the cheek. He learned that's still a makam shchita, that's still called the veshet. You can make a shchita there altogether. So pshat is like this, that the chiyosi romi by Yecheskel, Omar, he said like this, that lo titzisu luhu lahani kloli dekar li Yehuda achoi mishmei derav. Do not listen to what my brother Yehuda says over the name of Rav, but rather hochi yom Rav, this is what Rav really holds. Rav really holds like this, that veshet nosnu bo chachomim shir. The veshet, how far up you can make a shrit in the veshet, in the food pipe, there's a limit how far up. So since we have said that Mechlal, the Turbas Haveshet Lav Mokam Shchitahu, the Mashma Rav himself really holds that the Turbas Haveshet, that's the top part of the Veshet, it's above the Mokam Hashchita. It's not the right place, you can't make a Shchita there. And the Koma still, Rav says the Mashu, that still is called the Mashu. That's why Rubber Paskin, the animal, was a Trefa. If somebody started to make the Shchita, just a drop of it, in the Turbas Haveshet, and then he continued on going downwards into the Veshet itself, so since that first drop were made a Nekev, made a hole there, and Rav tackles a Nekev, a Mashu, makes a Trefa in the Turbas Haveshet. Now the question was, Rav sold this a Kosher Shchita there, so the answer is no, Rav learns like this, that that's not a Mokam Shchita. So therefore, if somebody made a little hole there in the Turbas Haveshet, you made the animal into a Trefa. Therefore, the Shchita is Tzula. Now the Gemara Stamia says, so, Lemalo ad kama, by till how far up on the Veshet can you really make a Shchita? How far up can you go? So Marin says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, ad kidei tfisas yad. You grab a hold of it there. Rashi says, Tzorach lemiach letzad rosh, on the top part towards the head. When you grab hold of the Veshet, you have to leave the top part, like 3 or 4 fingers of the gripping of your hand, that's how much less to be downwards, like that top 3 or 4 fingers worth of the Veshet is not a Mokam Hashchita. That's one Shad. L'Shemarash is a Zok, V'nishemati Achizas Chudit Yipanayim, just holding on to the Yimamash, a small amount of just the nails. Harishin, much like the first Shad better. So kids, for the top 3 or 4 fingers worth of the Veshet, that's not a Mokam Shchita. You have to start below that. Now, Lamato Akama, how far down below does the Veshet still have a Shem Veshet, the food pipe that you can make a Shchita there? How far is the lowest? Some Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Ad Kedei She Yishayir, until it's a Mokam that starts to grow here there. Rashi learns, She Yesham Sadisam here there, Shagur and Besakin, if you scrape it with a knife there, it starts to, you see some here there. Rashi asks me, Keras HaPanimi, Kamat, the inside stomach. When the food pipe goes down into the Keras HaPanimi, that's the Mokam that's possible for Shchita. There where it's no good anymore. Fredimai, Vom Ravino, Omar Geniva Mishmei Derav, that Tefach Veveshet Somach LeKeres, Zel Keres HaPanimi, he goes, no, even that bottom Tefach worth of the Veshet, it's not called the Veshet anymore. It's called already Keres HaPanimi. So Rashi says, Tefach Veveshet Mikri Keres, that Gesalt Vedaituch Le'ozlu Sar B'Toich HaVeshet V'Le'Midi, that the Sar doesn't go there. V'yatamat Ad Mokim Shishayir, to add Seifa Veshet Kule Motsi Shochet, to even the La Veshet to Hechi Motsi Shochet Lei. That's the question. He's saying here that the bottom Tefach of the Veshet is already considered the Keres. It's called the stomach. And you said before you could check all the way down to where the hair starts to grow. And that's even down below this Tefach. So it's zero. Is that last Tefach still called the Veshet? Or is it called, like you're saying, the Keres HaPanim? It shouldn't be a Mokam Shchita. So Rav says, Amai ki koshochet pekeres koshochet. How could you say kechecht all the way down to the mokum of the sar that's below this tefach? It's not a mokum veshet anymore. So we're saying nechtam the shavah of this emo tefach pekeres somach leveshet zel keres apnim. Nechnami, it doesn't mean the last tefach of the veshet itself. It means the tefach of the keres of the stomach, which is near the veshet. That's called the keres apnimi. Nechnami, the whole part of the food pipe itself, as far down as it goes, mamash the place where it gets here, that's all called part of the Veshet. And that would be called Mokam Roi L'Shchita. Yeah. Iboy is another pshat like this. Iboy is saying, Ki Koma Rav. When did Rav say that Akdesh Yishayir. When did Rav say that? So when did you leave the Gneva, say Mishnah the Rav, that Tefach Beveshet, someone here has called the Keres HaPanim, when the Rav said, Kikom Rav, the Turo, the Maser Tvei, he only said that by an ox. Rashi says, Kikom Rav, that the Tefach Beveshet, Mikri Keres, when did Rav say, that the last tefach of the veshet is already called the stomach, it's not called the veshet, that's peturah by an ox, rashi the mishai tvei shasar nichmas b'toich haveshet tefach, that the hair starts to grow there, whatever the hair is called there, that whatever, I'm not sure if it's mamish hair or it means type of strings of meat that stick out there, but by an ox it starts to grow even further up. Ol yelo mokem shchit ev beveshet ad mokem asan, it's like a one shear up to the mokem of that hair that grows there is called the veshet. Just that Rav says here the bottom tefach is called the keres ha'panimi, that's grown by an ox, that there it starts to give off this hair even for higher up. So there, that bottom tefach already has the hair, so that it's not a mokum shchita anymore, it's the same halacha. But the mokum shchita goes down until where the mokum, the hair starts to grow. Now, Omer of Nachman or Mashmuel, turvitz ha-veshet, that's the top part of the veshet of the food pipe, the part near the cheek. So he said, shenito kula malechi, if the whole part of that food pipe was torn off from the lechi, from the cheek, it's still kosher. Rashi says, it should be a trefa that you oiki, you torn off the siman, and that's the beginning of the siman. But so far he says, still it's kosher. The turvas, the veshet, the top part of the veshet, shenitla was torn off from the cheeks, it's still kosher. The taratuna, bring your proof, it says, nito lechi atak, the bottom cheek, the bottom jaw, was taken out of the animal, kosher. And Mustam, that's the mokum where the veshet is attached. To see if the whole thing is taken out, still is kosher. Mask, the Rav Papa, is the question, I have Ikar Simonim, why is it kosher? Well, that should be one of the trefis of Ikar Simonim, or a Sapsulaj Chita, where you Ikar Simonim. Rashi says, that's the question, Chura should be a psul here, of Ikar, you torn off the Simonim. For the moral of Rav Papa, Kuntra Rav Papa, Kasha Masnisin, she has the Kasha on the Mishnah then. Rashi diktoni kosher, the Mishnah says it's kosher. So that says nitlu lechi atachnun is kosher. So it's called a kosher in a popo. So Mishnah says no. Bishlema masnisim a popo le kosher. Hodi ikur ikurei. Hodi igum igumei miloi simonim. One is where you dug in and took it out, or the whole thing was uprooted. Rashi like this. Hodi akur ikurei. Ikur simonim means kishinekir aveshet min alechi min abosa. When the veshet, the food pipe, was torn off from the cheek and from the meat, that's taka trefa. Or that the Mishnah later says that the whole lechi was taken off, it's still kosher. Or the igur migume miyulisimana means shenigmam halechi mina bosa. True, the cheek was like taken out from its bosa. Shemutal ala simonim bein alechi viasimin lav ikuru shasimonim yurim bosa. The idea of the simonim, the veshet, was still attached to the meat. Like you dug in there and you just took out the cheek, but you left over untouched the veshet with the meat. So that's why the Mishnah later says it's kosher. But I'll call upon him here that you said the turvas of veshet shenito kula milechi. How could you say it's kosher? Because that should be a treifus or a psul and shchita vikus imanim. So when it says though el l'shmul kosher, because the shmul he actually said turvas as kosher, that's a kosher. So Mura says, don't say that Shmuel did not mean to say, if the old turba zaveshet is taken out, loite mekula elei meruba, just means to say, right of it is taken out. As long as part of it is still attached, that's not called ikis simonim, and that's not a trefa. Yeah. As long as the whole thing was not taken out, that's not called a trefa. As loite mekula elei meruba. I vomer rabba vavachono meshmuel, simonim shenedaud lo berubim trefa, as long as rove of the sim was torn off from its place, that's also called the trefa. See that rove was torn off, it should be a trefa. How could Shmuel say it's kosher? On Rav Shisha bread Ravidi, ho the akful ikfuli, ho som the ifruk ifruke. Depends how it was torn off. So Rashi says, the akful akfuli, shenikleb was like peeled off, miyala bos the ikful kamev nikla, vadoimele vakofle savonim. So, and that's one. And then ifruk ifruke, Rashi says kedover a neka b'koich. It was torn off with strength. Shneka kan mat v'kan mat ad ruba to most of it. The yoisem miyata mechuber ainu mechuber v'yachas, not in one place. Hilchach lav chibrud lehodabori. That's the chiluk. When do we say that simonim shenedaud l'bruben is a trefa? That's because ifruk ifruke. It was torn b'koich. It was torn off, So most of it was torn off. Just in a few places a drop was left over. That's not really called a chibur. There it won't heal up. That's called a treifa. But after Shmuel said that the lechi was taken out, if reiva was taken out, it was taken out like you peeled it off. You didn't rip it off. So since there's a good meat still attached, that's true and that will still heal up. That's not called a treifa. Therefore, there's no stira. Then it says in the Mishnah, what the psuka sakageris. If you have the gageris, that's this, that's the kona, the windpipe. A psuka means if it was cut through halfway, that's a treifus. So when it says tana, we learned, kama psuka sakageris, what's called the psuka gageris that makes a treifa? Beruba. Means if rove of the kona, rove of the windpipe, how the hole was cut through. The kama ruba, what's called ruba? So Rav Amar says like this, Rav Amar Roiv Uvia. It means Rov of